Hundreds of former child soldiers who once fought for Nepal's Maoist rebels were released from the UN-monitored detention camps today to begin new lives as civilians. Kelsey Brennan-Wessels reports.
Nearly 20,000 former rebel fighters, formerly known as the Communist Party of Nepal, had lived in seven main camps since 2006, when they gave up their 10-year armed rebellion to join a peace process and enter mainstream politics. As part of the peace process, the rebels were supposed to be integrated into Nepal's military, but the army chief's refusal to do so led to a political scandal in which the Maoists, who won the most seats in elections last year, resigned from the government. The process of releasing the child soldiers, however, is going forward, starting with Thursday's release of 371 of the former fighters at the Dudhauli camp. The agreement between the government, former rebels, and the United Nations to free the children was signed in mid-December, at which point the chief of child protection for the UN Children's Fund in Nepal, Joanne Doucette, said UNICEF would aid the children with reintegration packages.
We will be focusing mainly on education, supporting them between 2 and 4 years for education in any level they are. The package will include, and this is with our partners, vocational training. There will be also some health-related vocational training that will be offered. These are offered by UNDP and UNFPA, and some small business startup support.
There are over 4,000 young people due to be released from various camps, with the process scheduled to be completed by mid-February. I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels.